Hi, it's Christopher Cumby, and we're on the move. Hi, it's Christopher Cumby. Welcome back to the show. I really appreciate you tuning in. And I don't take it lightly that you are listening in, and I give a lot of gratitude. So I just wanted to say thank you out of the gates, because I know you could be doing a lot of different things. And if you're listening now, you're doing them with me. And I really, again, give you so much appreciation. I just wanted to make sure you knew that. So today's show, I figured I would talk a little bit about the journey of writing my book and the book itself, and the fact that you can go get an ebook of the Success Playbook that I published in 2017. And I was a huge accomplishment. You know, I took quite a while to build the book in my own mind. Probably, I would say, 2 years ago, I'm just thinking, you know, out loud here a little bit. It took me about 5 years to really, you know, put the whole thing in my head and actually get the courage to go do it. And it was originally, just so you know, a book that I wrote by hand, six chapters. I had an opening, and then I had my four pillars, and then I had a close. And, you know, I gave this book handwritten to my son for his 18th birthday, and I called it the Success Playbook, because I felt, at 18 years old, if I could give anything to myself back when I turned 18 years old, this would have been really it. And it's information. And I think you can agree that if you knew some of the things you know now, then life could be very different. So like any parent, we always want the best for our children. And it felt like my responsibility to pass on some knowledge, because I've been a sales pro for a lot of years and then an entrepreneur for many years. I felt like the knowledge that I gained being in personal meetings, well over 5,000 of them, with either individuals or groups of people, and I got to know some things. And I was able to observe, because of my ability to sell well, I listen well. And through that, I was able to pass on this information to my son, and I felt compelled then to put it in a book and pass it on and help others and expand the book past six chapters into 13 chapters that I call now the Success Playbook, published in 2017. You can grab an e-copy, like I said, at my website at christophercumby.com. Of course, you can always buy it on Amazon. And the reason I passed this book on to my son was I wanted him to know some fundamentals, or what I call the pillars. And that's what it was really about, is the pillars. And the number one pillar that I have, and only because I experienced so much by not doing it, is that I felt compelled to pass this note on to my son, to be careful who you listen to. The best people to listen to are the people that have what you want and been where you are. If they have that combination, they are definitely very good people to follow and learn from. Otherwise, you're going to get information that might not align or bring you where you want to go. And that's possibly why we see so many people constantly consuming information, trying to find the slight edge. But if they stick with one thing or one idealism, or just maybe just a few, and learn from different people in different areas of their lives, whether it's, you know, physical, intellectual, spiritual, and so on, then I believe that you'll get the knowledge you're looking for if you apply it. And my hope is that you take the tools that I've been giving you throughout the shows and some insight, and hopefully there's been an epiphany, a thought, some inspiration, or maybe even you've created some motivation to go do something that you've always wanted to do based on the shows that I've gone through. I've had some spicy ones. Some were probably better than others. Maybe, you know, you got something that really helped you go forward. And, you know, that is my wish, is that you move and you use the show to move. You use this show in the morning when you get up with a coffee and, you know, you can listen in for 15 minutes. Grab something to help your day. Why I've been focused on challenges and problems, because everybody has them. I'm trying to give you some tools as a foundation to the show so that the first 30 or 40 shows, you've got 30 or 40 different tools that you can use. So when you go to build your success, or you go to build that house of success, and you bring your toolbox or toolkit with you, then you'll have everything you need to be able to do that successfully. And that is my aim. The very first pillar that I wrote is, be careful who you listen to. Now, of course, beginning my journey, I didn't know what I didn't know, just as you don't know what you don't know. Simply put, you know, life has a lot to teach us, and the learning curve is pretty steep. I know you agree with that. And understanding that we all begin as vessels and that it takes time to fill these vessels is the first step towards a prosperous journey through life. But let's be honest. Have you ever found yourself in a conversation not along in agreement simply because you felt alone and being out of the loop? Yes, we all have. Not quite sure, but you just agree. And then all of a sudden you start feeling like you're listening to someone that you don't even know the information. First of all, you have no facts, but you're agreeing with all they say. And I just want to warn you against that. When you find yourself in that situation, it's okay to not know. It's okay to not know something, then go learn something, then come back to something. But oftentimes we get pulled into things and we don't know any way out. And, you know, often people are so nice, they don't want to say no. Learn to back up, learn to take some time, learn to learn how to listen to the right people. And when you're careful who you listen to, you'll make way better decisions, because again, learning how to listen to the right people is so important. Find the facts. The facts hide in plain sight. You can find them though. You just gotta ask the right questions. You got to be patient and not impulsive. Being careful who you listen to has helped mitigate lots of opportunities of mistake for me. But it also, because I didn't listen to my own advice, I fell into the trap of listening to the wrong people. Well, I've been asked many times, well, who do you listen to? And I'll tell you, the answer is always the same. You must learn to listen to your gut instinct, then find people align with a direction that you want to go and listen to them. That is my advice. That's who you listen to. You learn the skill of understanding when a red flag comes up, you must investigate. For me, that I've been in front of that many people, I've got a gut instinct. But I still make mistakes. I think based on that is a learning curve that constantly curves. And that is the honest truth. Being careful who you listen to will definitely help you though. This skill you'll understand and agree rather quickly, but as with any skill, it requires practice and persistence to get better at it. As you gain confidence in it, you'll find yourself being able to listen to yourself first, always. But don't confuse it with fear. Because oftentimes, we'll find reasons not to do things just simply because we don't understand it. And because you don't understand it is really coming from fearing it. So take some time out to be able to understand this stuff and really take some time out to do some investigative fact-finding. Being careful who you listen to will absolutely change the game for you. I have a complete chapter on just this subject alone inside of my book. And I really encourage you to take a look at that. And one of the things I'll be doing throughout this show going forward is doing some tools absolutely from my book. One of the areas that, you know, I'd mentioned earlier is, you know, find people that have what you want and have been where you are, and then go find an audio or read a book or, you know, obviously if you could, do some one-on-one coaching or mentoring with them. Obviously, seminars are amazing because you get incredible speakers and all kinds of different diversities. And of course, video has, you know, made life so much easier to learn with all the opportunity on the internet to pull the right information. But again, be careful who you listen to. Facts drive success and opinions, just so you know, kill dreams. And I'm a true believer of that. So challenge yourself today to look at the areas of your life that you can learn from, but ultimately, whatever it was, positive or negative, who was it that you were listening to at the point on either side of that? And I think you'll find some fascinating information when you do some self-analysis. I'm going to give you some really cool things to consider going forward on the next show. Now that I, you know, speak aloud, I start thinking about the ways that I can really, really help you define the goals, dreams, desires in your life and give you a ladder or a framework to be able to achieve those in a way that I truly believe you'll have a toolkit that you'll not only be able to be successful in whatever it is that you're going after now, but you'll be successful in most anything that you try to do going forward. So I want you to try a little exercise here just to start identifying some integral questions that I think you can start asking yourself around who you listen to. And I truly believe that, you know, you need to find some mentors, whether, again, there's someone you can absolutely talk to, or you can just read their stuff and have them more of a silent mentor, because that's definitely possible to learn from as long as you're getting good information. It's all about the information you get to make those decisions. Find out who are the mentors you want to learn from. What would you like to learn from them? What method will you employ to gain that knowledge? And how will these people help you in the current position you are in? If you can sit down and actually go through those questions, then I truly believe you're definitely on your way to finding out who it is that you can listen to. And again, the opinions of others are a dime a dozen out there. So be very, very careful. The facts, they're there, but they hide in plain sight. So make sure that you're really finding out good information. And I know unequivocally that when you learn from the right people, and there are a lot of examples that you can even look in your life on the success you had. Maybe you had a great soccer coach, you listened to him or her, and they brought you to a championship because you did all the right things. You know, there are different examples that you can look at that you've had success from the right people that led you there. And you can probably find areas of life that people have led you down the wrong path. Self-analysis and asking good questions is a great way to start building your own success playbook. The point of me building that was to pass it on to my son, but then to realize the tools that I have, the tools that are available, the tools that I can give are the things that I'm very, very passionate about doing and helping others. And because you're listening into this show, you get them very passively. And I'm excited that you can learn from that. These shows go really quick. Obviously, I really appreciate you tuning in today. We're going to carry on this conversation as we move forward, but I just wanted to start planting the seed for you. Enjoy the day, do something nice for someone, and kick ass. This show is brought to you by Anchor.